Good evening, everybody. I want to thank everybody for allowing me to come and preach. I love coming, going all over to preach. Just like next week, I'll be in Nashville where they're having a little festival where I start off in the morning. We stay there, we eat lunch, and then we go. After we get done eating, we go right back into preaching. So pray for me, because that's going to be the first all-dayler I've ever done, so it may be a little rough. But tonight, I want to talk about something that is very near and dear to me. In 2 Timothy 3:15. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." For most of us in this room, we were raised in a church from little bitty toddlers up until now. I wasn't raised in a church. Most everybody who was, the faith and the knowledge of the Bible comes a little bit easier for someone like me, because I had to learn all this stuff at an age to where I was kind of set in the ways that I wanted to be in. And then I got it totally changed whenever I swapped over to the way God wanted me to. And the part with the wise, the way I see it, the easiest way, the best way ever to become more wise and have a strong faith is to surround yourself with good people who are wise, who know the Bible. And not everybody knows everything about the Bible. I surely don't. And I know there's some things that I may know that you don't know, and vice versa. But it's good that we all come together and we have little meetings to where we can share all of our knowledge for the people who were like me whenever I was a young teenager, just going straight into it, not being raised in a church family. And being raised in a church family, I know it built your strength for your faith. Strength has to be way stronger than what mine was, because as a kid, you grow up with all these people and you get a bond with them as they're your family. You grow up with these people. You can talk to them about anything. And it's just the same way whenever after I started going, I started feeling like that. But it took people in that church to make me feel that comfortable and asking them questions, being able to talk to them. But a Bible verse that I was wanting to look at that kind of goes along with this, it's Proverbs 13:20. It says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." If you surround the people who you surround yourself with is how you're going to be. If you hang around a church family, you're going to pick up their habits. You're going to pick up their going to church, praying, reading the Bible, their studying, everything. And if you hang around with, as it says, fools, you'll pick up their bad habits, slacking, not going to church, so on and so forth. A part of my study Bible, it said, "Wisdom as well as folly can be transferred by associations," which is what I just said, basically, is surround the people who you surround yourself is who you will associate with and who you will act like. It's easy to, when you're new to something, to pick up on traits of different people, especially in a sense like this. If you are new to a church, never came, and you see someone that you can actually talk to, you're going to want to talk to them about their habits, about, you know, when church starts, when do you get there, when do you read your Bible during the day, when do you pray during the day, when can you sit down with your family and just talk. It's a really awesome feeling having that closure of being able to have this family. And a lot of people are nervous like I was, because it's kind of like being the elephant in the room. You're walking into a whole bunch of people that know a whole lot of everything and you don't know nothing. It's rough to take. with my preaching, I go different places. I know I don't know everything, and I know y'all probably know more than me. And it's hard for me to get up here being a young teenager and preaching to y'all. But it's one of those things, I like to share my knowledge, and afterwards, I love to hear y'all's. If y'all have some criticism for me, I love it. But surroundings is very important. And whenever someone who is new comes into these surroundings, what I love is we don't kind of push them away because they don't know as much as us. No, we like to sit down and have these talks because every one of us love to share the Word of God. I haven't met a person that goes to church yet that can say, I just like sitting in the pews listening. I don't like talking about it. It's one of those things that don't matter who you are, what your job is in a church, or even if you don't have a job in a church, you're just a regular member. You can stand up here just like I am and tell everybody exactly what I'm saying. And that's something that I strive to help with people who are new and don't understand the Bible, because I don't understand everything. So what little chances I get to share with people my little bit of knowledge, and if they can just take a little piece of that, that little piece can go a whole long way. Because people will listen to you. Some people listen to you more when you really don't know what you're talking about. They just think you do. But just that little bit of information can go from you just saying, you know, my favorite Bible verse is. And then you ask them, you know, well, what is your favorite Bible verse? And they share you. And then that conversation will grow into, well, what does that Bible verse speak to you? And you get a little explanation. And as it goes on, they become more comfortable with you. And what I love is whenever a group of people, just like we are, we sit down, we talk, even if it's something I don't know what we're talking about, I'll sit there and listen. And if I have something to say about it, I'm going to try to say a little bit about it. But the three keys to having a strong faith to me is your surroundings, your habits, and your studying. Your studying can help build a strong faith in a way to where it makes you become more wise. It builds your strength. You become closer with God. This Bible is a multi-purpose tool. It can be used with sharing knowledge, growing your own strength and faith, and just having a good book to sit down and read. You'll always find something very interesting in this book. And as we share our knowledge and help other people understand, we all create a bond to where we can all just be a big happy family. There's no family stronger than a church family, as I say. And it's one of those things where, like I said a while ago, you know, you pick up on their traits. It's just like your normal family. I know everybody's got that part of their family where, you know, oh, I don't claim them, or I don't act nothing like them. There's a little bit of lie to there, because you spend enough time with your family, there's going to be a little bit of them in you, just like vice versa. And I just love that. But in my short closing here, I want to kind of do like a little challenging kind of thing. And I know everybody here is around good surroundings. I know that. I can see it as every time I come to church. I love this church family. But I want to kind of make a little challenge for everybody, is to share your wisdom with anybody. You know, you can come share it with me. If I got a question, I'll ask one of y'all. I mean, I love to hear it. Share the wisdom that you know, and you could be really surprised. And also, surround yourself with wise men. I'm not just talking about men in general. Women are just way more wise than I am. And it's just, the surroundings are a big, big part of this little community we have. It's hard to do it by yourself. You really can't do it by yourself. I've studied by myself, and it's just 10 times harder. Just like this weekend, I have two or three different Bibles. I have my preaching Bible, my study Bible, and then an older Bible. And whenever I sit down to write a sermon, I have to have two Bibles in front of me. I have to have my study Bible and my preaching Bible. My study Bible is like whenever I'm alone, I can refer to it. It's kind of like my friend that's there to talk to me. And that's the way we kind of need to be, is, you know, that friend that someone can rely on, just like my good old faithful study Bible. It may not be a person, but to me, it's the best thing to a person. It's always there. And this weekend, whenever I was sitting down to write this sermon, I didn't have my study Bible. And I was just lost. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have nothing to go to. I had my phone on websites, on Bible Gateway, trying to find verses to help me. And finally, I had to write what I could. And then as soon as I got home today, I broke out my study Bible and I finished everything off. And it's just like relying on husband or a wife or a close friend. We all rely on that closure of knowing that they are there to share their wisdom and knowledge with us. And there's no judgment for not knowing, you know, a few Bible verses that they know without even opening up their eyes or anything. There's no shame in that. What is the shameful part is admitting that, or saying that you do when you don't. You should not be embarrassed in to not know something, because I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't know everything. I want to know everything, but I just haven't figured it all out yet. And that's a lot of problems that people have when they come into this, because they're scared and they don't want to, you know, be that new kid who don't know nothing about the new school. You know, everybody's like that. And that's the wrong way to go at it, because, you know, you get thrown into situations to where you're not prepared for, you know, leadership and stuff. And then you're stuck in a situation not knowing anything and leading people wrong. There's nothing wrong if you get thrown into that, asking someone, hey, you know, I got Sunday school class next week. Can you help me write a verse, or, you know, figure out a verse for the class? There's nothing wrong with that. I do that to this day. If I need some help, I'm calling somebody. And but that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. And back to my little challenge. I would like for, you know, all of us to share more of our wisdom. I know we all have big parts in church. Every one of us do. From the songs, some singing, to church, to Sunday schools and everything, we all have a huge part. And sharing our wisdom is so great. The young little kids, just like what y'all were and I was growing up in, I wasn't raised in church, but growing up in church and stuff, you know, they look for us to know this wisdom so that way they can tell their future grandkids or kids. And it's just an ongoing process of sharing this great wisdom. And it's just overwhelming to think that, you know, one day that my grandkids and children will be telling old stories about me whenever I was up here older age preaching, and they would be like, you know, it's just one of those great things that I'll be able to share my wisdom that I'm gaining from the Bible and from all my surrounding family about this. And it's amazing. But surround yourself with wise men and women, and you'll have a stronger faith, and your wisdom will be just as strong. That's all I have tonight. I sure do appreciate everybody coming out. It sure means a lot to me. And y'all have a good night.